The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Health. Research. Secondhand toys pose health risks to children. Secondhand toys can be detrimental to children's health, research reveals. Researchers from the University of Plymouth examined 200 pre-loved plastic toys in homes, preschools, and thrift shops in England. The examination revealed that these toys were made of materials that do not pass the regulations imposed by EU's Toy Safety Directive. The toys were also small enough to be chewed by children. Based on the findings, 20 toys had high concentrations of perilous elements like barium, lead, bromine, cadmium, chromium, and selenium. These elements were found to be most prevalent in plastic figures, puzzles, and jewelry. Experts say that prolonged exposure to even low doses of these elements can be fatal. On another note, toys like balls, marbles, yo-yos, and model cars had lower concentrations of the elements. According to researcher Dr. Andrew Turner, infants are more at risk of being exposed to chemicals because they usually tend to put objects like toys in their mouths. In addition, young children's high metabolism rate, faster biological growth, and longer time span to develop diseases make them more prone to experiencing the chemicals' negative effects. Dr. Turner also said that secondhand toys appeal to families because of their accessibility and affordability. However, Chartered Trading Standards Institute officer Mark Gardiner pointed out that there is no guarantee for the safety of all secondhand goods. Because of this, he is calling out to all parents to evaluate the risks and think twice before giving their children toys that are extremely old and that went through degradation. In addition, he recommends implementing a recall of hazardous products from the market. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.